John Shannon's to my left and Brad Fay is to my right. Now they're arguing about people.
We're arguing about you, Bob.
You know, you haven't mentioned me once.
See, this is the
We're talking about other people.
You remember,
and you're
Brad,
totally disagreeing. Wait. This guy's good. No, he ain't that good.
Guess who said which? Sitting at home.
I think we all know the answer to that, Faye.
I just love everyone.
You lying scum.
Well, no. We made the mistake, Brad. And we didn't say other than Bob.
Yeah. That's
See,
right.
We have to say other than.
So the conversation has nothing to do with me. Why are you trying to drag me into the middle of this? I am the referee. Stop.
Okay.
Now, Faye, as for you, as the head of the Sportsnet Olympic Games programming, can you explain to me why, when I got up this morning and turned on my television set, every Sportsnet channel had the same USA leftover Russia women's hockey game? And then I went over to TSN and went, well, okay, I want to see something else. Let's see what else. They had the same thing.
Yeah.
Can you explain that?
What time did you watch?
I don't know. It was like 8:39.
Yeah,
I don't know.
So maybe just the end of the live coverage. I don't know. I think what's happened in some cases is especially the Alpine's been really ripped apart by the winds and a lot of the stuff at that Phoenix Snow Park where the freestyle, they postponed a lot of things. So mm-hmm. I think things that are scheduled and suddenly they've got, like Richard Guerin, officer and gentleman, they've got no place else to go. And so everything ends up on the same.
Have you used that on the air yet?
Not yet. I should. Well, here I just did. Somebody on Twitter said, hey, I've checked out all 81 stations covering Olympics, and how come I can't see this or whatever? So everything can't be on, but sometimes there ends up some weird overlapping, and I think that's the only explanation. Not as many sports in the Winter Games, so when an entire event is wiped out like the men's downhill was and the women's giant slalom, and then there's that chunk in the middle of the day where nothing's happening.
This is an excellent effort to get out from under this.
I'm trying. You asked me.
Here's the thing.
It's all replay at that time,
That's
though,
the
I think,
problem.
9.
It's well, all
wait
replay.
A second.
Live tonight. We'll be live tonight and live early in the morning. Yeah, referee.
So my understanding of the way it worked before this year, maybe it's different now, is that CBC, the national network, gets first choice.
Yep.
And then TSN and Sportsnet get other things.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say leftovers.
Yeah, but no.
Oh, no, there's no leftovers.
Things. Yeah.
Other things. But at some point, you sit down and you go, okay, here are the things that are going on, and you're going to get this, and you're going to get that, and you're going to get this. And there's one CBC channel, but there are four TSN channels, and there are, how many we got? Five?
Four.
Six?
Four.
Four?
Yeah.
We got four, too?
Yeah.
So, because the one that we're on doesn't do anything.
No.
Yeah, it really doesn't do anything.
I think that was a rarity, to be honest. I think.
Well, I get that it's a rarity, but I turn on my television set. I don't need to see it on eight different channels.
Even if it's replay stuff,
so,
right?
Actually, to go back to the men's downhill, will they ever run it?
Yeah, Thursday is everything scheduled Thursday. It's going to be all jammed in that and the women's giant slalom. Again, winds.
The wind has been the biggest issue,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and people go crazy, but it happens. Remember Vancouver, there was a lack of snow, it was too warm. Calgary, remember Calgary? I think it was wind in Calgary, too. The first three or four days were awful. Worst Olympics ever, and by the end, it was the best, you know? So it's something when you're dealing with outdoor sports in the winter, and obviously things are a little different now with the weather than what you used to expect at a certain time of year.
They ran the downhill in the combined already, right?
Yes.
But that's shorter.
It's a shorter course.
And it was
the same hill?
And it was 2 days later. Same hill, but 2 days later. So the original downhill was supposed to go on Sunday night and now it's pushed to Thursday. And the women's giant slalom was supposed to go Monday night and was pushed ahead too. So they're just looking at the weather, trying to find a place for these things.
Now, I should know the answer to this, but are many or most of the competitors in the combined, which is downhill and
slalom. Yeah.
Are they going to run in the downhill too?
I think a lot of them do. That's the interesting, to me, that's such a, it's like a, like Usain Bolt running 100 and then running the marathon. It's like, not quite, but there's such different disciplines. So I think a lot of guys will be in the downhill, and the guys that are exceptional at one or the other are the ones that win medals in that, because if they get a big lead in the downhill or they make it up in the slalom, but there's not many that would win the combined and that would win the downhill.
Is there something you've enjoyed?
I just didn't, the stories have been unbelievable. You know, sometimes you find with Olympics, it's forced and it's, oh, they've been through this. And the Canadian stories, every day there's somebody that's been, you know, near-death experience. Mark McMorris, Denny Morrison, same thing. He had a stroke, for God's sakes. He skated today. He didn't fare well. He's a four-time medalist. But Mark McMorris coming back to get on the podium after he had all those broken bones, and they literally said it was touch and go whether he would live or not. Rheumatoid arthritis for Spencer O'Brien. Like this is to me what the Olympics is about, that this is their goal, and it ties in with the NHL guys not being there, because for Olympians, this is their one opportunity and everything matters. So they make a point of getting back to get another shot at it. So I think it's been, you know, phenomenal, those stories.
So I like curling.
Yeah.
I used to curl when I was a youngster, competitively. I'm fond of the game. I know some people aren't. They find it pedantic.
Mr. T likes it. Did you see that? He tweeted.
Who cares?
I'm watching curling, fools. I love it. That's what he said. Anyway.
So, but here's what I don't understand. Mixed doubles.
Why?
It was only two people on the ice.
So?
So you throw the rock and then you run after it.
Yeah.
It's like a bunch of 5-year-olds.
It's a little more athletic than you remember in your Bonspiel days.
I'll tell you what it is. You know what it is? And I'll bet you this is where it started. You know, if you're a competitive curler, you'll get on the ice whenever you can. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you'll go out and throw rocks by yourself. And sometimes there's two of you.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do when there's two of you? You do what these people are doing.
That's right.
One throws the rock and the other sweeps.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's for practice. It isn't real. It's like, why don't we have 3-player hockey? Why don't we have 5-man baseball?
Don't put it past them, yeah. Short track speed skating was...
Well, how do you think we got to rugby sevens?
Yeah.
I didn't get to rugby sevens.
It was me and Brad.
How many are on a regular rugby team?
15.
15.
So I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, rugby sevens. So, and what's happened is, you know, what they're trying to do with all these sports in so many ways is not only create more disciplines within a sport, but also do them in a certain time factor.
Mm-hmm.
So the magic of a 2-hour event.
That's it.
And that because, and let's face it, the Americans through NBC and their production have kind of fallen in love with curling.
They love curling.
They love curling right now. It's one of those things that at Olympic time, people say, wow, curling. And so they say the whole process of let's create more curling events within the Olympics, and this was the natural one, and they didn't want to take up as much time, because if you play a full mixed curling event, it's still, you know, long. If they do it this way, this new style, 2 hours is a long time.
Nobody does this. Nobody plays these things.
Yeah,
do
but this
they?
It's just
they brought it out of their, you know,
yes, they
some
did, yeah.
orifice.
Yes,
you know, just did. Dug it out and said, let's do this.
I think 3-on-3 hockey will find its way there. I think one day. I think that's exactly.
God.
And I'm not saying I agree with that. But
are people talking about that?
Oh, I think because of the success of the mixed doubles. But you know, it's funny because what do we want for Olympics? We want traditional Olympic sports, right? And then you look at the one that we don't not necessarily embrace it, but you watch it or you follow it, biathlon, because tradition. It's skiing and shooting. Like where did that come from? But because we've done it in the Olympics for 100 years, it's accepted.
In the summer games, don't rule out 3-on-3 basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why not?
More spectacular and it's quick and you can do round robin
tickets,
and you can play those 15-minute games
quicker,
and have them one after
absolutely.
The other.
Absolutely.
We don't need more sports.
See, the Olympics changed. Really? The Olympics changed in the early 90s when the bidding process in the United States, and ABC didn't win. ABC and ESPN didn't win. And they said, you know what? We don't need you to do winter games. And they went off on their own and created the X Games.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up with their model of the X Games being much more attractive to a younger demographic.
Wait a sec. There is no mixed doubles X Games.
No,
curling.
But I'm just saying the genesis of all these, let's try new things, let's try new things. And the IOC has gone back to all the federations saying, hey, give us new ideas. Give us new stuff. And everybody wants to be at the Olympics.
And you know what the common denominator is? Every one of those new sports has benefited Canada. Like that's when Canada became a Winter Olympic
we're
power.
We're famous for that.
Snowboarding
and
ski cross.
Jean-Luc Brossard and Lillehammer.
Women's hockey was added. The curling now, a third. You know, Canada is a favorite in all three. And it's been beneficial in that regard. But, you know.
Well, the two demonstration sports in Calgary were short track speed skating and curling.
And curling, yeah.
we've done okay in both.
Mm-hmm.
We're cleaning up.
Did you expect Charles Amelin to get a medal?
Yeah, I mean, he'd never put it past him, right? And then he, but he broke the Olympic record today in qualifying.
Oh, right? He did. Okay.
Yeah, in the 1,000.
So, now he did.
He struggled in the.
Did he do that tomorrow?
That tomorrow will be the yeah. Did he do that tomorrow? And then
everything they do is tomorrow.
I know. Kim,
well, I've got to figure it out now because I'm on primetime 7 till 1, which is early morning there, but it's all live events. They've done it because of North America. But how about this? You talk about sports. So Kim Bhutan today, 500 meters, gets the bronze medal in short track. Quarterfinals, she falls, slides across the line on her butt, still second, so she qualifies. Semifinals, the referee determined another skater impeded her after she didn't qualify. She gets through. And then in the final, she finishes fourth just out of the medals till they do a photo finish for the win. And they realize watching the photo finish in the last turn, one of the two that was gold, silver, pushed the other one, eliminated. She gets in for the medal.
She eliminated a South Korean.
Wow. Yeah. And now she's getting, they were just saying death threats over there, which is because that's their sport, clearly. Yeah. I think 90% of the medals they've ever won have been in short track. But isn't that a weird... I mean, but that's the nature of that sport, short track, that you finish, you got to wait. Either you can't celebrate or you don't get disappointed till you see, because only four in the final and three are going to get medals. It's unreal. Wild.
Bob would be good at short track.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, you turning those
I'm better at short anything than long anything. At my age, are you kidding? Well, so Canada now has what, 10 medals?
10 medals, yeah. One more than they had after 4 days in Sochi.
How many times have you used the word medal as a verb?
I haven't, and I read I read the...
It's not a verb.
They meddled.
Someone tweeted that and said, do not use medal as a verb.
But medal is not a verb.
I have not.
Don't point that finger at me. It's got a nail in it.
I was pointing at Brad. Oh. Mm-hmm. Brad's used to me pointing at
We have men's curling, the traditional curling starts tonight.
Are you sure?
7 o'clock.
How many channels?
Four
there's
curlers
four guys.
On a team?
Four guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
And how many
There'll
channels?
There'll be four girls, too.
Yeah, probably all eight.
Ooh, yeah. Well, Kevin Cooey is trying to keep the streak going.
Yeah, I'm so glad we have all these networks that are sharing the Olympics so that we get tremendous variety.
Yes.
Bah humbug.
And we have a sport that I know we've got to go. A sport that Canada's never medaled in, the only one now that they got the luge medal today.
Yes.
You know what it is? What would you guess?
Oh, there's only one?
Only one.
Biathlon.
Nope. The other one that's kind of like that.
What's that?
Nordic combined.
Nordic
that's
combined,
the only sport
we've
never medaled. Miriam Bedard was.
Miriam Bedard?
Yeah.
Champion
that's a while
for
ago.
A couple times.
So Nordic combined's the only one left.
What
now.
Time are you on, Faye?
I'm on at 7 or 6:45.
Today or tomorrow?
Tonight, here, tomorrow, in Pyeongchang.
Do by day. Day 5, day 4.
It's all too confusing.
Brian Williams would be loving this because you could always update the time.